Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Oh, I love Wednesdays. I love Wednesdays. Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place is here. She gives counseling sessions for those looking for them over at The Growing Place. She also has, and she's very good at that. She is also has a master's degree in Christian studies. So it's very tough to stump her on any of these things because she knows what she's talking about. Gidi, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your wonderful compliments. But believe me, I get stumped.
I'm looking forward to this discussion for the next few weeks. Last Wednesday, we talked about, is it possible to know the will of God? And in about a 30-second recap, the answer is yes. All you have to do is read the Bible.
Read the Bible, read it through the lens of the Holy Spirit, and have a personal relationship with Jesus, and you will know the will of God if you're paying attention.
Yeah. And again, the Ten Commandments, what not to do, and to do, to keep the Sabbath holy, to honor
God.
Your parents, and things you need to do as well. It's not just what you don't do, but what you need to do. And then, of course, Jesus' sermons in particular tells us how we should live our lives, the things we should do, the parables, how we should glorify him each day, and through us, glorify him in some way, if at all possible. So we certainly, is it possible to know the will of God? But now we're talking about, if it is possible, how does God reveal his will to us? And I'll give you a personal story here. I remember, sometimes I said a prayer once about my children. My children's safety and my love for them is so strong. And I remember praying at some time, and I was just had a moment, because in my business, in news, I cover so much death. And I hate it.
Yes.
I hate it. And people think you go to these accident scenes and they think, oh, if it leads, it bleeds. And, they think we like being, I could tell you, there's the worst, we don't want to be there any more than anybody else does.
Right.
And you feel like the Grim Reaper when you go to these things and you have to film these things. You don't want to be there. And you don't want to have to talk to family members. You don't want anything to do with it, but you have to be there.
Right.
So you see it, and I take it home with me. And I remember praying one time, I said, God, give me some sort of sign. Give me some sort of sign that you're there with my kids, that you're going to protect them, because that's all I think about, And so then you use your imagination. One of my sons said this, one of my sons said that. And I thought, well, maybe that was an answer. Maybe God was telling me something and answering my prayer. And I don't know. Let me give you a better example. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to hog this. My dad took his own life. And I remember praying so hard. I said, let me know if he's okay. Let me know if he's okay. I worried about his soul.
Sure.
And I had a dream. And that next night I had a dream. It was very, very, and there was like some fog over like a slate, and some fog came over, and then out of nowhere, these two words popped up like in gold, and they highlighted and said, he is, and then it faded down, and I woke up. Mm. And I maybe was that my imagination playing games with me, or was that God letting me know that if you could forgive your dad for what he did, I can forgive him too, which is what I want to believe. But how do I know for sure that he revealed his will toward me? How do I know? You don't know, do you?
That's what we're going to talk about today. Mm-hmm. And that was a good example. Traditionally in the church, in theological circles, the traditional Catholic, and this I mean universal, not necessarily Roman Catholic.
The small c.
Answer is we can know the will of God through the Bible, through the church, and through reason. Mm-hmm. Those are the three. And church is also called tradition. I didn't say the word tradition because then people think traditions of men. Mm-hmm. But when they say tradition, they mean traditions of God. What God has revealed to the church is the way to do things. And so, in terms of Orthodox Christianity, Catholic small c, we know the will of God through the Bible, but the Bible as interpreted by the true church, who from the day of Pentecost received the Holy Spirit, in other words, received the wisdom of God, because that every cult that, many of the cults, I should say, in America use the Bible as their source. So the Bible alone isn't enough. We need the interpretation of the Bible correctly by the Holy Spirit working through the church, and then finally human reason. So that is the traditional way of explaining how God reveals his will to us. And if you take that third factor, human reason, you can apply that to your dream, your circumstances. You can use it to kind of sift and discern things to see.
So in other words, the dream that I, the example I'm giving, and is has relevance if there are other factors, other variables that play into it.
Right.
You know, a pastor tells you, could you forgive your dad? And I said, of course I could. And he says to me, well, if you could forgive him, what makes you think God couldn't forgive him?
Right.
And I said, well, that makes sense. And so I put that little nugget of information.
And that was the church speaking to
yes.
you through the Holy Spirit.
Right. So I tried to put the, all these pieces of information together, and maybe, but again, there's no definitive way of knowing whether or not God did reveal his will to me in that event.
And, you know, we have to live in that tension because, according to what I believe, no human being is infallible.
Right.
We're all subject to fallibility. Mm-hmm. And so we need a measure of humility and openness because of that. So I would say, yes, it is possible to know the will of God. It is possible to know it through the Bible, through the church, and my personal relationship with Christ. However, Henry Blackaby, who is one of my favorite Bible teachers and mentors, and he's written a lot of books, he adds two more ways of knowing the will of God to the one above. Maybe we should wait till after the break and,
right.
and go into that.
We're talking about, if it is possible to know the will of God, which we believe it is, how does God reveal his will to us? We'll continue our chat with Gidi right after the break.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is live local talk.
So wake me up.
All right, welcome back to the show. Does your relationships need a little bit of coaching? Well, The Growing Place, which is a professional mental health organization here in Chico, is providing courses in a series of from March 22nd through April 26th, Tuesday evenings. It's a three-hour course, and the cost is $460. The registration goes on right up until the evening of March 22nd, again, run through April 26th. It's at The Growing Place. The number is 518-5859, 518-5859. That's a hard number, 518-5859, Relationship Coaching at The Growing Place, Tuesday evenings beginning March 22nd. Gideon, we're talking about relationships. I automatically thought marital relationships. Could this be relationships involving mother or daughter, mothers,
sure,
anything?
Sure, it can be all relationships, definitely.
It can be an employee-employer relationship?
Yes.
Okay. So, again, more information on that by contacting The Growing Place's Connie Nicholas at 518-5859. Okay, we're talking about the will of God.
Right, and I wanted to talk about Henry Blackaby,
yes.
who adds two things to the traditional view of the Bible, the church, and human reason. He adds prayer, which is what you did when you wanted to know if your dad made it to heaven. You could know the will of God through prayer, and you can know the will of God through your circumstances. Now, you got to be careful with these two, because if your prayer and the answer to your prayer or your circumstances don't line up with the Word of God,
yeah.
or they don't line up with what has been revealed to the church through the Holy Spirit down through the ages, and they don't line up with human reason, then, you know, we may be in a troubling area. So you can't take any one of these factors alone.
Right.
Even the Bible alone without these other factors could lead a person astray.
If you have a dream that is an evil dream, for example, and you say, okay, then somebody, I run into somebody on the street who says he's a pastor, and he tells me that this is what you're supposed to. You're supposed to do this evil deed, and you're supposed to steal because your family needs money, and it's okay to do that, and you're allowed to do that, and it's acceptable. That doesn't coincide with the other elements.
They all have to
kind of coincide together.
They have to all go together. And many of us, including you, you know, when you walk with the Lord for many years, we do have answers to prayer, sometimes very dramatic answers to prayer.
And sometimes, we hear this all the time. Everything is on God's time. We want answers immediately. Sometimes it takes a year, 2 years to get the prayer answered.
Right.
For it to kind of work itself out.
Can I tell you an answer to one of my prayers? And you can't jump ahead to a future show when I tell
you
this.
I won't. I do that once in a while.
Because this shows that God is interested in the tiniest detail of your life.
All right.
But we were living in another part of California, and it was in the mid-1980s, which, as you remember, the real estate market was dead.
Okay.
And it was especially dead in the region that we were living in. And we were trying to sell our house.
Yeah.
And I'll make a long story short. We were trying to sell it from January until it finally sold in August. And when March came along, you know, the house was on the market. I asked the Lord, should we have a vegetable garden this year or not? Because we may not be here to harvest anything if it sells. And I believe the Lord spoke to my heart, and he said, well, if you were the buyer of this house, love your neighbor as yourself, would you want a vegetable garden already planted and ready to go to harvest? And I said, yeah, I would. And he said, then do it. So I went down to the nursery and I bought the veggies that I like, and including four pepper plants. And I thought I had bought sweet peppers, but two of them ended up being jalapeno peppers, which neither I nor my husband eat. I can't even go near one. And I got home, I planted everything. I got to these last two plants and I just felt, oh man, I'm so hot, I'm tired, I'm sweaty. Now I have to go back and exchange these two plants for the bell peppers. And I felt the Lord kind of tap me on the shoulder and said, excuse me here, I think you need to hear from me here. And I said, what? And the Lord said, the person who buys your house loves hot peppers. You said you're planting this for the buyer, plant it for him. And so by faith, because we're never 100% sure, we're never, you know, infallible, I felt that was God talking to me, so I acted on it and I planted it.
I could hear the non-believers and skeptics right now saying, you know, that's just pure luck. That's just pure chance.
Well, wait, just let me finish the story before the skeptics jump in.
Right.
So after that, anybody who came to the house to see it, I had one question for them. Do you like hot peppers? And everyone said no. And after that, I just wasn't even interested. You know, I'd let the realtor, my husband, somebody show them around. I didn't even put any more time or energy into it. Well, the time came for us to move in August to enroll our son in the new location in the school. That's a whole other long story of how we moved into our own new house before we'd even bought it. And the builder was willing to let us do that. And then finally word came to us that the house had sold, the first house. And the realtor said that the buyer wants you to come by and just explain this complicated yard, because we had lots of rose bushes and fruit trees and this veggie garden. And he said he's from back east and he's never had a garden. So I gave him a whole tour of the garden. We come to the veggie patch, which was the very last place. And I turned to him and I remembered my question. I said, by the way, do you like hot peppers? And Jerry, he's the only one who said yes. He said, I love them. And then the Lord prompted my heart and I told him the story about how God had me plant these just for him. And he started to cry.
We are going to take a break, wrap things up right after this break.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. Wrapping up our discussion today with Gidi Hansen, The Growing Place. If it is possible, how does God reveal His will to us? Okay, the example, you had a house, you prayed.
Yes, and let me finish this story. Okay. Let me finish this story. So the guy starts to cry, and he says, you know, I've never moved so far away from home. I've never been so far away from the rest of my family. He was from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I really didn't want to come to California, but my company, Pepsi Cola, transferred me out here. And it's so good to know that God had prepared a place for me. That's mm-hmm. what he told me.
Okay.
And it was all through the Hot Peppers. So the Hot Peppers became something more than a coincidence or, you know, whether I was hearing the word of God or the voice of God correctly or not. It made a difference in this man's life.
I hear you, but I'm gonna be a little skeptical here.
Good.
Okay, because I would say that, you know, you may have decided, maybe God has more than one will that we should, one path we should go on, and He's allowing you to make that decision. Let's say, for example, you decided, you know, I think an apple orchard is the way to go, and you know, maybe there's a happy ending with the apple orchard too. Or you decided, I want to grow oranges. We're in California. Oranges
right.
would be
and
good.
We're going to cover that in a future show. All I was trying to do with this example was talk about how God reveals His will through prayer.
Okay.
I was praying about these, what I thought were the dumb hot peppers that I mm-hmm. don't want.
Yeah.
And God interrupted that and said, no, you do want them. And this is why.
Explain how that happened. What made you decide that was God who decided? Because I want to
play. This is the faith element. See, okay. None of us are infallible. Nobody gets, like, written in the sky in gold.
That's what we want.
Yeah. I mean, maybe somebody gets that, but it's a vision and others don't see it.
Right.
So it's all through faith, Jerry. There's no way to get around the faith factor.
And sometimes God probably displays His will in a stronger way given the need. Let me give you the example I gave with my father. I think is an example where God, I think, knew that I was in great agony. We were talking about the eternal resting place of my father's soul, and it was no offense, but I mean it was a really profound moment in our lives as a family, and I was greatly worried and really distraught. And maybe he felt at that time, this is what I like to think, is that I need to give him some peace of mind right now because of what he's going through and his family's going through. I need to do this now. Gidi's situation with the house, I'm gonna let her wait a while to figure it out. Maybe, I'm just guessing. I'm not speaking for God. We can't do that. That's really wrong. But maybe that is how he reveals Himself differently to different people given different situations.
Absolutely right. So. There's no doubt.
But we all want the blessing that I had when I had the dream that night after I gave the most heartfelt prayer to about my father's soul was, we all want that. You know, He is okay. He is. We all want that, but we all don't get that.
No, we don't.
It doesn't happen often.
It doesn't.
Right.
That I know of.
Right. Yeah.
That I know of.
So
So we can know the will of God through prayer. We can know it through circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say God knows I need a job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm praying to Him, God, lead me in the right direction. I'm qualified for this type of work. I'm qualified for that type of work. I'm qualified for this type of work. And I really don't know which direction I should be going.
Mm-hmm.
When God speaks through circumstances, and this is the weakest form of hearing God's voice,
uh-huh.
And it's got to line up with the other ones, remember.
Right.
If somebody says, hey, you need money? I'm going to rob the Bank of America on Monday. Why don't you drive the getaway car?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to know that's not the answer to my prayer.
Right.
Okay, so let's say I'm doing that. If God wants to speak through my circumstances, a door will open in one of those areas that I'm qualified. And then I'll feel in my spirit a little nudge, a little push on my back saying, that's the door I'm directing you to. Now, is there 100% money-back guarantee infallible? No, because God works through faith. And we cannot factor out the faith and the risk factors.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that and walk with God.
And sometimes I go back to the question, if it is possible to know the will of God, which we determined without question it is, how He reveals His will to us. And so much of that is Again, the skeptics will say chance. And that's where faith comes in. And this is where you have to bring in your knowledge as a master's a degree in Christian studies and how you're able to explain to somebody it's not just random events that lead to certain things.
Yes.
That it's actually God's will, and he revealed it to you by this and this happening.
Here's a joke that I once heard that I love. This very prayerful man says, you know, when I pray, coincidences happen. Mm. Somehow, when I don't pray, coincidences don't happen.
That's a good way of putting it.
So, you know, you can call it anything you want, and it's really not our job, Jerry, to do the work of faith in someone else's life.
Uh-huh.
They have to do that personally.
Right.
You can witness to them. You can tell them what you believe. You can give them your life experience, but you can't do their work for them. They mm-hmm. have to do that. Okay. And they have to walk personally with God, and they have to answer to God directly, not through you.
Okay. So just to kind of recap, because we've got a few more minutes left in today's show. By the way, on next Wednesday, we're going to talk about, is God involved with his creation? If so, how involved is he? Now, real quickly, because I want to tease ahead to next week.
Yes.
Is God involved with his creation? Mean us being his creation?
Yes, and the whole creation.
Okay.
The weather, the countries, the leaders, the, you know, the car accidents that you go and report on, mm-hmm. the murders, the rapes. And if he is involved, how involved is he?
It's the hard one. That's a real hard one because, you know, it's hard to say, to repeat Romans 8:28. And you wouldn't do it after a death. We're at the end of the show here, but the question is if it's God's will to those who love him, he makes all things good. And that's a real central scripture in a Christian's faith, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is, but it doesn't mean that everything that happens is God's will.
Okay.
It says he uses all things, but he doesn't say necessarily all things are his will. But that's another show.
We got a lot to talk about. Okay, we're going to continue this chat next Wednesday. Gideon Hanson, The Growing Place. Thank you for being with us. Have a good one, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.